Welcome back. You're listening to The Country Viewpoint. It's time to head over to the York Peninsula. We haven't spoken to our regular correspondent from there, Rhiannon Kosh, from the York Peninsula Times. So we've gone today to the Environment Officer at the York Peninsula Council. It's Letitia Dalhelm. Letitia, great to get you on. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And mini Marnie to yourself and a Marnie to all your listeners, which is the Narunga greeting.
Oh, fantastic. We like that. Thank you for that, Letitia. So let's talk about the Minlagawi Flats. So the Minlagawi Gum Flats receiving a grant in the York Peninsula district in South Australia. So firstly, for those listening outside of SA and perhaps those in SA that haven't been to the York Peninsula before, just tell us about the Minlagawi Gum Flat.
No worries. So it's located at Minlaton, the township of Minlaton, which is pretty much central of the York Peninsula. So the peninsula is the leg that we say holds up South Australia. So, if you're looking at the very middle halfway spot, that's where the town of Minlaton is. And then the Minlagawi Flat Reserve is significant for many different reasons. So for Narunga people, which are the First Nations people of Goronda, York Peninsula, it was a meeting spot for three of the clan groups, and it had freshwater lake and also the River Red Gum. So that's where the non-Aboriginal names come from, being Gum Flat. So these River Red Gums are a subspecies that are only found at this location on the York Peninsula because we don't have freshwater creeks or rivers. Historically, there would have been a few more freshwater lakes, but there's always been a lot of saltwater lakes. And so now we don't really have anything freshwater left, just with dryland salinity, because we are a large agricultural area with cropping. So being for Narunga people with the clan groups, it was a place where they could come and meet and, come together. There was lots of food, so obviously lots of things living in the lakes, lots of birds and lots of emus, kangaroos, possums, all that kind of stuff. So, and quite a sheltered area and also quite a convenient spot because it's only about 19 kilometres to the west coast and a similar distance across to the east coast. So sea country is very important to Narunga people, but Minlaton would have been one of those locations that you could come and stay during the winter time, but you'll be pretty close to the beaches. So it also, because of this fresh water source, which isn't, like I said, very common on the peninsula, so when during colonisation it did become a good spot for European people when travelling down the leg to different areas. It was the resting spot and travelling by horse, and also the first homestead, the Gum Flat homestead, was built just nearby. So has the significance for Narunga, significance environmentally, having this, the River Red Gum, and then also significant to our agricultural history.
So we're talking about a $10,000 grant. It's being shared through a total funding pool of just under $200,000, courtesy of the Grassroots Grants Program. So basically, this is being done to implement a management plan for the Minlagawi Gum Flat. So just take us through the details, Letitia.
Yeah, so we were luckily, we've received a couple of grants from Landscape SA through their Grassroots Grants Program. So they did help fund the development of the management plan. And we have a lot of different community groups and schools that work down at the site. And because there's a lot of weed in there, the swamp oak, Catharina glauca, which is native to the east coast, but it's not native anywhere. It's not an indigenous species to any part of South Australia. So it's actually a weed, and it's because it does its suckering, it takes over. Like it's really quite invasive and can take over an area, and you don't have any other plants growing underneath, and it's not providing habitat for bird life. And the same. So many of the community groups that work there had been focusing on the weed control and the revegetation, but we were all working a bit separately. So the management plan was developed to put us all on the same page and get us all communicating, like council, landscapers, say Narunga and these community groups such as SYP Landcare, the Minlaton Progress Association, Tidy Towns, and then there's different schools like the Minlaton Kindy and also Prince Alfred College that do lots of work there. So having this management plan means we're all on the same page, working to the same goal. And the grant means that the Swampoak, so smaller trees, the community members can actually control, but there's some really large specimens that we need contractors to remove. So the grant will be funding that. It'll complement the works of the schools and the community groups. And then that one that we're very excited about is that it will fund the Narunga Cultural Day in 2023. We had our first one this last year in May, so we had never held an event like this. So Council partnered with Narunga Nation Aboriginal Corporation and Narunga Aboriginal Progress Association to plan the day, and it was all about sharing Narunga culture, and we wanted all the activities were hosted by Narunga people. And so it had different things like guided walks where there's a smoking ceremony and like the welcome to country, and then sharing like the significance of the river red gums and scar trees and the water, and also like tools and string making and net making. And then we also had food, so wattle seed damper, and New Church Horticulture was serving kangaroo tacos. And we had different activities for the kids, learning about Narunga totems. And then also we had a Narunga artist market, so where we had Narunga people could share the art and like the stories that they're telling through their art.
Well, Letitia, that all sounds fantastic. I just want to ask you as well, are there any upcoming sort of initiatives that council will aim to get going off the ground in relation to working with other community groups and the other bodies that that you're connected to?
At Meenlagowie Gumflat, you mean?
Yeah, and just council in general.
Yep. So we work with a lot of different community groups. So this project's focused on Meenlagowie Gumflat, and so yeah, the grant will be used towards the Cultural Day in 2023, where we'll be able to have more people involved, more Narunga people delivering different sessions and activities. We had 130 people attend the inaugural one in May, so that was really, really good. So we're looking to expand it. But council works with, like, we have a number of progress associations across the peninsula. It's over 35, and then we have other environmental groups that we're always trying to support, or community groups. Yeah, so we have a lot of coasts to look after, so that's probably something that we focus on, making sure people are using the coast appropriately and taking care, especially because the coastal dunes are very significant to Narunga people as well, and we've seen those really sensitive environments.
Well, Letitia Dalhelm is the Environment Officer at the York Peninsula Council. It's fantastic news that these grants have been secured, and all the very best with the 2023 instalment of the Narunga Cultural Day. Just before we let you go, update our listeners as to where they can go to find out more about the upcoming Cultural Day and to be able to look more into the grants program too.
So all our information about our events will be on our website and Facebook page, and the Landscape SA Northern and York have all the information about the grassroots grant program.
Great to speak with you, Letitia. Thank you very much.
Nyungul, thank you.